Good day, this is John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Post-In Talk, Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Today we're talking about pharmaceutical overload. Nearly two-thirds of the U.S. population is on some type of routine chemical medicines that suppress or redirect symptoms, yet do not correct the underlying condition. The cabal of powers that be that owns the medical industry has been allowed to have nearly full authority over the health decisions of most people. Many pharmaceuticals seriously interfere with proper biological functioning. Most are a mix of chemical and biological components that include highly toxic ingredients, especially vaccines, which are nearly all contaminated with heavy metals and other chemicals that poison the body and brain, and often with extraneous organisms. Most of the population has been convinced to accept the idea of medical vaccination, especially of children and seniors, as both necessary and required. What is the real motive of the annual promotion of childhood vaccinations for school and flu shots for all ages? This propaganda represents an intentional agenda. The vested interests want to make vaccinations compulsory, which has already been done in California, with other states considering it. Children are pumped with vaccines from infancy. These often contain both living and dead viruses, some of them genetically altered, plus contaminating viruses and mycoplasma, a form of bacteria without cell walls and not susceptible to antibiotics, as well as other toxic chemicals. Vaccines, flu shots, and other medical formulations often have poisonous fluoride in them, plus the toxic metals mercury and aluminum. Mind-numbing, cancer-causing fluoride has also been in most public water supplies in the USA for over 60 years and is in many dental products and dental procedures. Chemical poisons have been included in medicines on purpose for population control and depopulation by lessening intelligence, reducing fertility, creating terrible health problems, including autism, and shortening life. Many of the hundreds of millions of people taking meds are on multiple prescriptions. As these are recycled in our water supply, nearly everyone is affected that way also. Combining the medicines with the other public poisons, including fluoride and chlorine added to our city water, toxic climate engineering aerosols being sprayed in the atmosphere, genetically modified crops, GMOs, with the toxic glyphosate herbicide used with them, excessive radiation still streaming from Fukushima, Japan, and harmful frequencies of cell phones, Wi-Fi, and the new 5G network, all life on our planet is threatened by these overwhelmingly harmful influences. Is it any wonder that conditions such as autism, cancer, dementia, MS, Parkinson's, and more are routinely found in our population? All this poisoning is part of an agenda developed by the elitist powers that want a less intelligent, health-challenged, and ultimately smaller population, while making profits for their tyrannical medical operation. The few at the top of the pyramid of power are so rich that they care more about getting rid of masses and full control of the remainder than profit. We have been brainwashed by deception and fraud for profit and control, the mythology of medical treatment for ailments. The side effects of one med leads to the prescription of another, and more poisoning. The medical industry serves the world's elites by keeping people less smart, distracting them by preoccupation with their health problems, and robbing them of their earnings to pay for what the trained and authorized professional pushers tell them that they need. Our health is really determined by what happens in the cells of the body. If they are deficient in nutrients, stressed, and impaired by toxins, they cannot perform properly, and health may be poor. If the cells have all that they need to produce energy and not too much toxins and stress, health is likely to be good. Key knowledge, detoxification, and a natural lifestyle are crucial to better health and intelligence with the depopulation challenges that we are facing. Antioxidants, superfoods, herbs, essential oils, minerals, and other natural nutrients are very valuable. The keys of natural health are: first, detoxify the toxins from poor digestion, imbalanced metabolism, and public poisons, avoiding exposure as much as possible. 2. Nourish the body with life-supporting organic foods, superfoods, organic milled flaxseed, high-quality herbs, antioxidants, alkalization, extra oxygen, and pure water. 3. Relax stress and tension while cultivating a positive attitude of wellness. And 4. Exercise with aerobics that move the lymph fluid and strengthen the heart, as well as fitness training and muscle building. Routine medication will not make you healthy. Your body does not have a deficiency of any pharma medicine. On the other hand, pharmaceuticals will usually make you less well, less able to be healthy in the future, and more likely to be dead before you would be without them. In my opinion, it is wise to avoid the ill-informed practice of vaccination as well as the medical treatment of symptoms, except in a life-threatening circumstance. Learn to support the immune system instead. Overcome the blacklisting and suppression of this information by spreading the message. Superfoods like Northern Edge organic milled flaxseed, delicious greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, organic spirulina, flower pollen extract, and herbs are very important to be added to the diet for the minerals and phytonutrient compounds they provide. Please visit reallywell.com for outstanding superfoods and other natural health products and information, and waterus.com for affordable water purification. Opinions are much more common than knowledge. Life is for learning in holistic reality and growing in love. Now is the time to understand and move with purpose. Thank you for listening.